Happy to be joined now by John Crick, NFL columnist for the Toronto Sun. And John, I know just like me, we're all just taking this information in as we get it. But are you like me in that it is shocking to you? Because I would have said under 5% chance that the entire four-game suspension is just stricken from the record.
I would have agreed with you before this whole began because I believe it's something like 66 of the last 68 appeal union management appeal hearings that have gone to that South Manhattan courtroom have been upheld by the U.S. federal court judge. That was before. But then once we heard the line of questioning and how deeply he went, not just into what he's supposed to be hearing, which is he's strictly on whether the arbitrator, Roger Goodell, whether he actually followed the guidelines of the collective bargaining agreement and general U.S. labor law practice. That's all he's supposed to be reviewing. But when the judge in those two open court hearings in the past 2 weeks went hard at the NFL for 63 minutes last week on other things, not just that, but also on the evidence itself. The judge in open court declared that the NFL has no proof that any deflation scheme occurred for that game in question, the AFC Championship game. Because you remember these deflator tweets and everything with these ball boys?
Yeah.
Those were months before. There was nothing that the NFL had for evidence that it occurred for that particular game. And that's why I've been saying and been getting a lot of heat for it, saying, and the science doesn't equate either. I've been saying that I don't believe it actually happened. Now, maybe they were cheating like crazy for every game up until that AFC Championship game. But to believe the NFL, ultimately, you had to believe that they conspired to take not even maybe one pump full of air from a typical store-bought hand pump out of the footballs. Why would they do that? For what purpose on a night when it's pouring rain? There would be such a negligible effect that I didn't believe that it happened for that game. And so maybe the judge went beyond those parameters. But also, Ben, there were enough transgressions that, for instance, the NFL's lawyer, their principal vice president lawyer, edited the Wells report before it came out, and this was only released because the judge allowed the transcript of the appeal to come to the public. So we weren't even supposed to know that. The NFL didn't want anyone to know that. And so that it was not an independent investigation. And finally, when that information came out, the NFL argued, well, it doesn't matter if it was an independent investigation because he didn't make any appreciable edits. But they tried to keep that out of the realm, and the judge, lastly, was appalled that the NFL would not allow that lawyer who edited the Wells report to be questioned by Brady and the union at that appeal hearing back in June. Those two things stuck out to me as grounds, because lawyers who are into this stuff have been tweeting and writing for weeks now that those two things could bite the NFL in the butt, and evidently they did.
Unbelievable. Talking to John Crick, NFL columnist, Toronto Sun. Once again, Tom Brady's four-game suspension overturned by a federal court, and he will play week one, apparently. Now, reading some of the verdict today, John, apparently the judge said that, yes, this decision can be appealed to a higher court, but Judge Berman warning that the entire process could take up to 2 years to resolve, and said he doesn't think anyone wants that, which, yeah, I would have thought nobody wanted it to get this far, but it's gotten this far. I don't know. I really got to believe, and maybe it's just wishful thinking because I'm so sick of talking about this. I got to think the NFL just says, okay, I'm good, and we move on. Do you agree?
Well, I think if the NFL is smart, because this is going to be a real black mark on Roger Goodell and the league for many years to come, I think when we're old and gray and our kids are old and gray, people will look back at this and say, what the heck was the NFL thinking that year? Because they didn't have the evidence. They approached the whole thing in a abhorrent, abominable fashion, from lying, leaking the incorrect ball amounts to ESPN 2 days after the whole thing transpired, which everybody then presumed the Patriots were guilty. They couldn't even defend themselves properly because of that errant information, because we all remember that Tom Brady news conference a few days later when he's like basically saying, bah, bah, bah. He didn't know what to do, right? He looked like he was guilty because...
That was a direct quote, by the way.
What's that?
That was a direct quote you had, by the way.
It was BDE, and no. But you know, he was under the impression that it was a fact that there was a significant deflation in the balls, and he's probably thinking, it didn't feel that way. These guys wouldn't do that to me, the ball boys. He was probably wondering what the heck's going on, and he had to, you know, answer those questions because he had to, of course, at that point in the week, have it. So it changed the whole narrative. All these things that the NFL did, I'm wondering if the league owners now are going to say, Roger, let it go. Because now, at some point in the last couple of months, and maybe only in the last few weeks, as I see it, this went from Roger Goodell protecting the shield of the NFL to protecting his own shield. And yeah. I think that's a very important clarification.
And, yeah, okay, he's protecting his own shield and trying to prove that he has some clout still left as commissioner of the National Football League, but it blew up spectacularly in his face. And we've been pontificating for months whether this is the beginning of the end for Roger Goodell. This is about as bad as it could have gotten for him to go through the entire embarrassment of Deflategate and smearing maybe the biggest star in your league, and you lose the appeal. Is it now fait accompli that he's out at some point in the near future?
I don't know about that, because you got to remember, he is the highest paid man in the history of American football.
Which is crazy.
It's not Drew Brees, it's not Aaron Rodgers, it's Roger Goodell, who made whatever it was, something $40 million a couple of years ago. The owners love him because he makes them truckloads and truckloads of money every year. And they hired him for this very purpose, which is to defend them against all this kind of crap that goes on in the media. And he's like the protector of them. He gets all the garbage and takes all those media hits. And he does it. I mean, he goes out of his way to do it. So I would be surprised if, and we just heard from Bob McNair, the Houston Texans owner, 2 days ago, saying that, supporting Goodell's position and the NFL's position. Bob McNair is one of the two or three most powerful owners in the NFL. And if he's still supporting Goodell, then that means a lot of other owners will fall in line behind those lead owners. He's done enough to warrant being kicked out? Absolutely. Do I think it will happen? Not anytime soon. I mean, they might just say, quietly tell him, all right, you know, 2 more years or something like that, and then they look for somebody else, or he politely resigns in another year or two. But if it would happen like that, it's not going to be anything where anybody can go, oh, Deflategate, you lost that, and now you're out of a job. I don't think that they would ever let that link happen.
I know, yeah, job number one for him is to make money for the NFL, grow the game. But it's and the story is not completely written. The book is not complete. But I don't know. For me, at this point, John, it's going to be hard to look back, I imagine, at the Roger Goodell years and say that was to not say that was the worst tenure of a commissioner in the last 20 years, maybe in the last 50 years, maybe ever. The way, at least from a fan's perspective. Now, maybe it's different. If I owned an NFL franchise, I might feel differently. But as a fan, are you not looking at the Roger Goodell tenure and saying, that's pretty horrible?
Well, yeah, you know, and it's hard for any of us to make those decisions about anyone right away. I mean, history, you do need time sometimes to be able to look back. But I think you're right. There are certain decisions that he has made, certainly in the last year and a half with Ray Rice, et cetera, where it just seems as though, and this is the thing that I've been writing all year about, too, is it just seems that any other commissioner in any other pro sports league would be trying to avoid these type of confrontations and going down these roads of trying to, you know, railroad a Tom Brady. But for whatever reason, Goodell and the NFL this year have decided, especially this year, have decided to gleefully go down that road. And it's inexplicable. It really is.
Yeah.
I just got a copy of the decision here, and I can't start reading off large chunks of it to you, but this is the conclusion, which is, the judge says, based upon the foregoing and applicable legal authorities, the court hereby denies the NFL Management Council's motion to confirm the award, to uphold the suspension, and grants the NFL Players Association's motion to vacate the award, thereby vacating the 4-game suspension of Tom Brady effective immediately. So yeah. Tom Brady will be playing, even if the NFL appeals to the Second Circuit Court. As I understand it, they cannot get any type of a stay or injunction to bring back the suspension. The earliest that they could get Brady off the field for this purported transgression would be after winning the appeal, which I'm told would be at the earliest next summer. And the judge even says it could be 2 years, because what would it be is there would be, in that same circuit of judges, they would take three other ones other than Berman, put them on a three-judge panel, and then they would hear the evidence, and they would have to be egregious for them to Berman's actions and decisions would have to be egregious for that appeals court to then side with Brady. And it's happened. And if Brady then should happen to lose it on the appeal next year, then he could immediately, in the law, and the union could seek a stay and still be allowed to play next year while they appeal that. So
and then he'll be retired, you know?
Yeah. So I don't think Brady's going to be off the field for any of these things for anytime soon. And who knows, in 2-3 years, he might have retired.
It's true. Talking to John Craig, NFL columnist for the Toronto Sun. So let's talk about the actual impact of football games that this has, John, because I've been talking in previewing the Buffalo Bills season that, well, okay, maybe the 4-game suspension won't be upheld, but certainly he'll miss at least 2 games, and that week 2 game in Buffalo probably won't be Tom Brady. Not so much. So how does this affect the AFC East as a whole?
Well, certainly it helps the Patriots' chances to win that division again. Short term, as you say, the opener a week from tonight in New England against Pittsburgh. First of all, I guess the Patriots can now raise the banner. I figured they were going to wait till Tom Brady was there in uniform. But anyhow, I think after watching in person Pittsburgh's disgustingly bad defense and horrible secondary last Saturday against Buffalo, I think Tom Brady and the Patriots are going to absolutely pick them apart to pieces. Oh, yeah. And now New England, instead of, as I was going to probably predict, would win comfortably, I think they'll really win big now with Brady in there. That's on the opening night. And that's just my thought. But the important game for them, for the division, because every team in the NFL always looks at winning the division as their paramount goal. They didn't ever talk about winning the Super Bowl. They talk about winning their division because that gives you home field advantage, et cetera, et cetera. So the next week at Buffalo is going to be a really big game. I mean, that is now. I mean, it's going to be Brady probably with a win under their belt going against the Bills, either coming off a loss to the Colts in their week 1 or rolling after a win over the Colts. So that's a big game.
We've already seen what this team does when it's upset. After Spygate, they started putting it on people and they started running up the score. I mean, they were never satisfied with the final score until the final buzzer went in the fourth quarter, which is, you know what, I'm fine at any
so am I. I'm
fine with any team doing that, but now I think you're gonna get back to that, John, and even more so. Can't you just see this team and Bill Belichick? And I know he's very quiet to the media and he doesn't say what's on his mind when he's talking in a public forum, but you know, behind closed doors, and Tom Brady, this is a team that just won the Super Bowl. I feel like they're going to go into this 16-game regular season with a vendetta to just put it on every other team. And Bob Kraft, same thing, because the rest of the owners, this is part of the equation, is they're putting it on him. They tried to put it on the Patriots, and they lost. And now I feel like the rest of the NFL is going to pay the price.
Well, that's true to a degree, though, because, I mean, if you don't have the horses, then, you know, you can have all the motivation in the world and all the determination, and then it can go kaput if you don't have the players, right? And I think we need to make sure that the Patriots' defense can still be good despite a few losses, and especially the offensive line. I think, like most teams in the NFL, frankly, there are questions about the offensive line, and if Brady can be protected well enough, then, you know, that offense should be another scorcher this year, quite frankly. It should be outstanding. But it comes down to whether they have the offensive line and all the pieces in place, and they've been doing some juggling like other teams. So, you know, if that comes to if they have the players in place, then yes, this added motivation, as you say, would be look out when they're peed off and ornery and want to, you know, against the league. Sure. And, you know, are you going to take the points or when they play the Colts?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
England, they're going to have a little bit of focus when they play Indianapolis in week 5 or 6, whenever that is.
Oh, it's going to be hilarious. I'm excited for football, John. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. I'm just elated that after I write this story, as soon as I get off the phone, that that's going to be no more deflate gate, deflate weight, no more any of that stuff. Hopefully, that the NFL might appeal, but you know that's one that it's going to be a Ray Guy punt into the future. We're not going to have to worry about that ball coming down for a while.
Season starts a week from today. Steelers and Patriots in New England, and what a scene that will be. John, thanks so much for this. Really appreciate it.
Hey, always good to talk to you, Ben.